Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ghosting's real, and it sucks because you want answers. You want to know why that person hasn't called back. So we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone. Y'all, we're going to say hi to Kevin.
Hey!
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin, tell us about the date you went on with this girl.
So, yeah, I went on a date this past Saturday night. You know, we met at like a friend's barbecue a week before, and things were really cool. We had a good vibe with each other. So, you know, we went out, we had a good time, and I, you know, thought that everything went well. She said she wanted to go on a date again, like a second date, and then I texted her and messaged her about it, and she just, like, never responded at all. So I'm just really confused because I don't understand what happened, basically, why I got ghosted.
We need a robot to record that every time.
I know.
It's the same story from every
guy. And it sucks that it really does happen this often.
Yeah, don't feel bad. We're not like outing you, but we're just, it's like, it's always the guy thought it was awesome. And then we find out it was something that he really screwed up that he had no clue about.
Or the girl, you know, goes both ways.
That's dating.
Kevin, we're going to call Allison right now and find out what her deal is, okay? Oftentimes it works out where we're able to get a hold of them and they agree to come on and tell the story. Sometimes it doesn't, but fingers crossed it will work this time. Here we go.
Hello?
Is this Allison?
Hi, this is.
Hi, I'm Brad Booker with Alex Franco, Sarah Osborne, Booker, Alex, and Sarah for the morning show Mix 94.7. And we're on the air with a segment we do called Waiting by the Phone. If you have a couple seconds, I'll explain everything to you.
Okay.
You good? You got a minute?
Sure.
I want to let you know that Kevin is on the phone. Kevin reached out to us because he said you guys met at a friend's barbecue and went out on what he thought was a really good date. And since then, you've been really non-responsive.
We're not trying to grill you. Get it? Barbecue.
Oh, that's what's up.
I mean, I'm surprised about the call. I feel like the date kind of sent me some mixed messages. Kevin showed up to our date with a friend, which was so weird and confusing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even say anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of acted like it wasn't a big deal. He just walked up to the bar at the restaurant and said, "Hey, this is my buddy, Steve. He's going to join us tonight."
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like his friend didn't even know he was meeting a girl for a date. So it was uncomfortable, and I just didn't feel like maybe he was that interested or he wasn't taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of assumed that he didn't even want to be there, and he maybe met out of obligation.
Or maybe Kevin was trying to get the three of you back for a love sesh.
You know, I wasn't really sure, so it is why I've backed out of the situation a little bit. He also asked me out again in front of his friend, which was really confusing. I wasn't sure if the three of us were going to go out again. If he was asking me out of obligation or like what
was
happening.
Funny.
So,
wait, hold on, Kevin.
Yeah.
Why in the world would you bring your boy on a date?
Okay, you know, once you kind of like lay it all out like this, I could see how it was a bit of a dumb move. But I honestly thought I was like, wanted to be kind of a low-key, chill vibe, you know? I felt like having my buddy there was, like, take the pressure off, and we could just kind of get to know each other, and, like, we'd just be chill and relax.
Hey, it's like you meet his friends early, you know? You want to meet the significant other's friends early?
No, that just shows it to me.
Uh-huh.
This would be my impression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I was to go out on a date with a girl,
mm-hmm.
and she brought a girl with her.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No,
what
not hell
know?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's how we're going to do this? That's how I'm going to say.
Oh, my gosh. Big talker over
Calm
here.
Calm down
please.
Over there, Adonis.
You really? Oh, no.
I would say, okay, well, she's really not that interested
exactly.
in me. I mean, everything that you're saying now makes perfect sense, and I feel like a total idiot for not connecting these dots beforehand. I mean, I really thought I was like, hey, this is, you know, will be much. I didn't even think about the fact that I would be sending this signal like I don't care and I'm not interested, because it totally couldn't be further from the truth. I just.
And you can't ask somebody out on a date in front of your friend, because then what is she going to say? No.
Right, right.
I mean, that's awkward.
Right. She's going to feel obligated. Yeah.
Yes.
Allison, I am sorry again for being a dummy on our first date. I had a great time. I really enjoyed getting to know you, and I would love to take you out on the second date.
Allison.
You know, as long as you don't bring a friend this time, I would like to go out again.
Yes!
Yay!
All right. Allison, you should bring a girlfriend now.
No, stop the cycle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.